Section 2. Michigan Motorcycle Laws. This section is a compilation of Michigan Compiled Laws, MCL, pertaining to the use of motorcycles. These are not the full MCLs and are provided here for your convenience. These laws are subject to change. See the Michigan Legislature webpage for the most up-to-date laws at legislature.mi.gov. Types of 2- and 3-wheeled vehicles. Motorcycle means every motor vehicle having a saddle or seat for the use of a rider and designed to travel on not more than 3 wheels in contact with the ground but excluding a tractor. MCL 257.31. Moped means a 2- or 3-wheeled vehicle which is equipped with a motor that does not exceed 100 cubic centimeters piston displacement, cannot propel the vehicle at a speed greater than 30 miles per hour on a level surface, and its power drive system does not require the operator to shift gears. MCL 257.32b. Autocycle means a motorcycle that is equipped with safety belts, roll bar or roll hoops, handlebars or a steering wheel, and equipment otherwise required on a motorcycle, has not more than 3 wheels in contact with the roadway at any one time, and is not equipped with a straddle seat. MCL 257.25a. Endorsements and temporary instruction permits. Operating with a temporary instruction permit, TIP. A person with a TIP may operate a motorcycle for 180 days and must carry the permit. Be under constant visual supervision of a licensed motorcycle operator who is at least 18 years of age. Not operate the motorcycle at night. Not operate the motorcycle with a passenger. A person shall not be eligible for more than 2 tips in a 10-year period. Motorcycle endorsement. A person, before operating a motorcycle, other than an autocycle, upon a public street or highway, shall procure a motorcycle endorsement on his or her operator's or chauffeur's license. MCL 257.312a. 1. A person who violates subsection is guilty of a misdemeanor punishable as follows. For a first violation, by imprisonment of not more than 90 days or a fine of not more than $500, or both. For a violation that occurs after a prior conviction, by imprisonment of not more than 1 year or a fine of not more than $1,000, or both. Three-wheeled motorcycle. An endorsement issued to operate a three-wheeled motorcycle, other than an autocycle, is restricted to that operation and does not permit operation of a two-wheeled motorcycle. Drugs and alcohol. Operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated. It is illegal to operate a motor vehicle in Michigan while intoxicated or impaired by alcohol, illegal drugs, and certain prescribed medications. With a bodily alcohol content, BAC, of 0.08 or greater, operating while intoxicated, or with a BAC of 0.17 or greater, high BAC. With the presence of a Schedule 1 drug or cocaine. Included in this group are marijuana ecstasy, hallucinogens, designer amphetamines and heroin. Drunken drivers face swift and tough action under Michigan's drunken driving laws. The laws require courts to decide drunken driving cases within 77 days after an arrest. Require a 6-month driver's license suspension, even for a first conviction. Driver may be eligible to receive a restricted license after serving 30 days of the suspension. Require 5 days to 1 year of jail time, 30 to 90 days of community service or both, for a second conviction of drunken driving. Include a felony for a conviction for drunken driving that causes death. Include a felony for a conviction for drunken driving that causes a serious injury to another. Require fines for a conviction of driving while a driver's license is suspended or revoked of up to $500 for a first offense and $1,000 for an additional offense. Do not allow hardship appeals for habitual alcohol offenders. Require a $125 reinstatement fee if your driver's license was suspended, revoked, or restricted. Marijuana and motorcycle operation. Marijuana may be legal for medicinal and recreational use in Michigan or the state you are riding, but operating a motor vehicle while under the influence is not legal, and it is risky because the drug can distort your perception of space, time, and speed. This is especially critical for motorcycle riders, who must continually make detailed assessments of complex traffic situations and make split-second decisions requiring precise rider input to navigate safely and maintain an adequate safety margin. Be safe. Do not operate your motorcycle or any motor vehicle if you are impaired by marijuana. Find alternate transportation if you are planning to be under the influence of marijuana at your destination. Just as with alcohol, drivers impaired by marijuana can be convicted of riding under the influence and be subjected to similar harsh penalties. Civil infractions. Registration. License. Plate. Attachment to vehicle. Legibility. 1. Except as otherwise provided in this subsection and subsection, a registration plate issued for a vehicle shall be attached to the rear of the vehicle. 2. A registration plate shall at all times be securely fastened in a horizontal position to the vehicle for which the plate is issued so as to prevent the plate from swinging. The plate shall be attached at a height of not less than 12 inches from the ground, measured from the bottom of the plate, in a place and position that is clearly visible. The plate shall be maintained free from foreign materials that obscure or partially obscure the registration information and in a clearly legible condition. Parents or guardians. The parent or guardian of a minor shall not authorize or knowingly permit the child to violate the laws applicable to motorcycles. In Michigan, a helmet is required if you are taking a state-approved motorcycle rider education course. Michigan.gov/motorcycling. Taking a state-approved rider skills test. Michigan.gov/motorcycle test. Under the age of 21. A motorcycle helmet is not required for those 21 and over if you have had your motorcycle endorsement, CY, for longer than 2 years or have passed a state-approved motorcycle rider education course. Have at least $20,000 in first-party medical benefits. A motorcycle operator with a rider must have at least $20,000 per person per occurrence. Helmet use. Moped. A moped operator less than 19 years of age shall wear a crash helmet. Crash helmet standards. When required, all helmets must meet the U.S. Department of Transportation, DOT, standards. MISH. Admin. Code. R28.951. Riding on seat of motorcycle, multiple riders. 1. A motorcycle operator must ride upon and astride a permanent and regular seat attached to that vehicle. 2. A motorcycle or moped shall not be used to carry more persons at one time than the number for which it is designed and equipped. Carrying packages. A moped or motorcycle operator shall not carry any package, bundle, or article that prevents the driver from keeping both hands upon the handlebars of the vehicle. Interference with normal flow of vehicular traffic. 1. A person, without authority, shall not block, obstruct, impede, or otherwise interfere with the normal flow of vehicular or pedestrian traffic upon a public street or highway in this state, by means of a barricade, object, or device, or with his or her person. Limited access highways. A person shall not operate a motorcycle with less than a 125 cubic centimeter engine or moped on a limited access highway. Equipment. Seats and footrests. A motorcycle shall be equipped with adequate seats and securely attached footrests or pegs for each designated seating position. Unless able to do so because of a permanent physical disability, a passenger shall not ride on a motorcycle unless his or her feet can rest on the footrests or pegs. Handlebars of motorcycle. A person shall not operate on a public highway of this state a motorcycle or moped equipped with handlebars that are higher than 30 inches from the lowest point of the undepressed saddle to the highest point of the handle grip of the operator. Headlamps. Number. Modulator. Height. 2. A motorcycle or moped shall be equipped with at least one and not more than two headlamps that comply with this chapter. 3. A motorcycle or moped headlamp may be wired or equipped to allow either its upper beam or its lower beam, but not both, to modulate from a higher intensity to a lower intensity. A headlamp modulator installed on a motorcycle or moped with two headlamps shall be wired in a manner to prevent the headlamps from modulating at different rates or not in synchronization with each other. A headlamp modulator installed on a motorcycle or moped shall meet the standards prescribed in 49 CFR 571.108. 4. Every headlamp upon a motor vehicle shall be located at a height measured from the center of the headlamp of not more than 54 inches nor less than 24 inches above the level surface upon which the vehicle stands. Clearance, marker lamps and reflectors. Color. A. Those mounted on the front or on the side near the front of a vehicle shall display or reflect an amber color. B. Those mounted on the rear or on the sides near the rear of a vehicle shall display or reflect a red color. C. All lighting devices and reflectors mounted on the rear of any vehicle shall display or reflect a red color, except the stop light or other signal device, which may be red or amber, and except that the light illuminating the license plate shall be white. Spot lamps, fog lamps. A. A motorcycle shall not be equipped with more than one spot lamp, and every lighted spot lamp shall be so aimed and used upon approaching another vehicle that no part of the beam will be directed into the eyes of the approaching driver. Spot lamps may not emit other than either a white or amber light. B. A motor vehicle may be equipped with not more than two fog lamps mounted on the front at a height of not less than 12 inches nor more than 30 inches above the level surface upon which the vehicle stands. Rear stop lamps. A motorcycle or moped shall be required to have one rear stop lamp. Side, fender, running, courtesy, and backing lamps, reflectors, flashing, oscillating, or rotating lights. Violation is civil infraction. A lamp or a part designed to be a reflector, if visible from the front, shall display or reflect a white or amber light. If visible from either side, shall display or reflect an amber or red light. And if visible from the rear, shall display or reflect a red light, except as otherwise provided by law. Brake equipment. B. A motorcycle or moped when operated upon a highway shall be equipped with at least two brakes, one on the front wheel and one on the rear wheel, that may be operated by hand or foot. Horn or other warning device. A. A motorcycle or moped, when operated upon a highway, shall be equipped with a horn in good working order and capable of emitting sound audible under normal conditions from a distance of not less than 200 feet, but a horn or other warning device shall not emit an unreasonably loud or harsh sound or a whistle. Muffler, engine, and exhaust system. 1. A motorcycle or moped shall at times be equipped with a muffler in good working order and in constant operation to prevent excessive or unusual noise and annoying smoke. A person shall not remove, destroy, or damage any of the baffles contained in the muffler, nor shall a person use a muffler cutout, bypass, or similar device upon a motorcycle or moped on a highway or street. Noise limitations, prohibitions. 1. After April 1, 1978, a motor vehicle shall not be operated or driven on a highway or street if the motor vehicle produces total noise exceeding one of the following limits at a distance of 50 feet except as provided in subdivision, B, E, B, a motorcycle or a moped. I. 86 dBA if the maximum lawful speed on the highway or street is greater than 35 miles per hour. E. 82 dBA if the maximum lawful speed on the highway or street is not more than 35 miles per hour. E. 95 dBA under stationary run-up test at 75 inches. dBA. Decibels on the awaited network means decibels measured on the awaited network of a sound level meter, as specified in American National Standards Institute Standard S1.4-1971. Mirrors. All motor vehicles shall be equipped with an outside rearview mirror on the driver's side which shall be positioned to give the driver a rearviewing angle from the driver's side of the vehicle. Rearview mirrors may be positioned on the helmet or visor worn by the operator of a motorcycle if the helmet is securely attached to the head of the operator. Windshields, goggles, eyeglasses or face shields. A person operating a motorcycle in excess of 35 miles per hour that is not equipped with a windshield shall wear goggles with transparent lenses, eyeglasses, or a transparent face shield that is shatter-resistant and of sufficient size to protect his or her eyes against airborne materials and other road debris. Tires. F. A person shall not operate a vehicle on a highway when a tire in use on that vehicle is unsafe as provided in subsection H. H. A tire is unsafe if it is in any of the following conditions. I. Has a part of the belting material, tire cords, or plice exposed. E. Has evidence of cord or tread separations. E. Is worn to or below the minimum tread level in two or more adjacent major grooves at three or more locations spaced around the circumference of the tire. Minimum allowable tread levels are as follows. Motorcycle and moped. 1/32 inch front and rear. IV. Has a marking not for highway use, for racing purposes only, for farm use only, or unsafe for highway use. V. Has been regrooved or recut below the original tread design depth except in the case of special purpose designed tires having extra undertread rubber provided for this purpose and identified as those tires.